Even with the flood of reissues that have come out on CD, some pop music treasures have remained out of circulation until now. Critic Milo Miles celebrates the appearance of Sam Cooke's Sar Records story. Sar Records was active only from 1959 to 1965, but Milo says that every one of the tracks on the retrospective holds delightful moments.
Way back in the 70s, I had a list of singles about a mile long that I wanted. The list got shorter and shorter over the years, but a stubborn few eluded me. Right near the top were Looking for a Love and It's All Over Now by the Valentinos, a mostly teenage group of Bobby Womack and his four brothers. I knew they were on Sar Records, a label that Sam Cooke had started, but since you couldn't seem to find any Sar Records of any sort, the Valentinos were especially sacred. No, I wasn't interested in Bobby Womack's remakes of the songs. Now that the two CDs of Sam Cooke's Sar Records story are out, I'm delighted to confirm they're full of the tingling dynamite I dreamt about for decades. The one flaw is that it's a bit pricey. The one big surprise on the record for me was the Sims Twins. This song of theirs appeared in a very famous cover version. It's Sam and Dave, right? Except that it's the guys that inspired Sam and Dave in every way, and they hit the same lofty peaks with their harmonies. And they do it the way Sam Cooke wanted. Smooth and sassy, classy and funky, all at the same time. He wanted to show you could get a big label sparkle from a black-owned organization. The whole Sar Records story is infused with Sam Cooke's rapturous sense of how sacred gospel and sexual soul flow together unbroken. One CD is devoted to church songs, and danged if it doesn't contain the number Couldn't Hear Nobody Pray by the Womack Brothers, which is the Valentinos plus their father. Turned into a lust song, Couldn't Hear Nobody Pray became Looking for a Love, though I don't think the Jay Giles Band would have tackled the gospel version.
Father, I couldn't hear nobody pray. I couldn't hear nobody, pray.
Sam Cooke's Sar Records story overflows with exultant performances from the likes of Johnny Taylor, Mel Carter, and the now-forgotten but deeply gritty blues whaler Johnny Morissette. The Sam Cooke sides are delicious but minor. The Womacks really steal the show, both in gospel and soul. And yes, the last track on the set is my beloved It's All Over Now, the Rolling Stones' first U.S. hit restored to its original version. Don't worry, Stones fans, Keith Richards or Brian Jones added the wondrous rowdy guitar figure at the end of the song. But as for the Valentinos' vocal and their rhythm section, well, as another big crossover guy put it, you can't touch this.
Milo Miles writes about world music and pop music for the New York Times, the Village Voice, and the Boston Globe. He reviewed Sam Cooke's Sar record story on Abco Records. For Terry Gross, I'm Marty Moss-Cohen.